The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Let's get into, before we get into the markets, let's have a conversation with Kent Sovereign from the Iowa AARP, or as they say, the AARP Iowa. Because we need to brand that correctly when we're talking about that. Is that right?
That's right, Michael.
How you doing? Good to have you here. Welcome back to... Well, thank you.
I've been on the road for
a few months. What the heck have you been doing?
Oh, mostly professional stuff, but also some time with family. And by the way, not to pitch anybody else's house, right. but I went to Little Rock for the first time and stayed at the most wonderful historic hotel called...
Not the Capitol.
The Capitol Hotel.
Isn't that amazing? Oh,
it was amazing. And they were having their Christmas lighting, tree lighting, just as I arrived. So there were literally hundreds of families and children all there to visit Santa and see the Christmas tree lighting of elves.
Place.
And I thought, well, you shouldn't have done this for me. But but it was just a wonderful hotel.
I happen to have a book about that.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was there. Get this story, okay? I mean, here we are diverging already.
I'm sorry to have derailed our conversation.
But I was there several years ago, and I walked into the hotel, and I noticed there was a bunch of folks in tuxedos and suits, and I was in a suit at the time. And I said, so what's going on? What's the party? And they go, it's a Governor Huckabee's inaugural.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I said, really? And they said, where are you from? I said, I'm from Iowa. And they said, you want to come with us? So I got to go to the inaugural party for Governor Huckabee years ago. Yeah,
That's wonderful.
We all met there.
But it was a wonderful hotel, great hospitality, great food.
Oh, man.
I mean, I had more types of bread pudding than you could imagine, and my waistline shows it right now, too.
The Capitol Hotel, Little Rock, Arkansas, where, by the way, they say the elevator there is that large so that horses could go up on the elevator.
That I did not hear,
but
it is big enough for at least one horse.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's switch gears and talk about AARP Iowa.
Well, I mentioned holiday season.
Yes.
And, you know, regardless of your faith, there are
several holidays
going on, Thanksgiving to Christmas. And last time I was in, I mentioned a little bit about our effort to protect veterans, especially because of scams and frauds that are aimed at veterans. I got a little more information about that, but the holiday scam season is upon us. You know, I've always thought of Christmas and the this time of year is a season of giving. Well, increasingly, it's a season for the takers.
Really?
And the takers are all over the world, and they're taking from you and me, from the business community and others, just at the stroke of a key.
Hmm.
We mentioned last time we were together about the Equifax breach that had just broken in the news. What our sources are telling us is that a lot of that stuff is going to the dark web. And they've got Social Security numbers, they've got date of birth, they got your name. And what is it that you can't change? Well, you can't change your date of birth.
Yeah.
So, well, as we talked last time, first get a freeze on all of that stuff. But our experts are saying, you know, that stuff's going to the dark web, and it may be 5, 7, 10 years from now that it comes back up.
Mm.
And it's for sale out there. So there is a great level of anxiety and frustration because, one is those things go underreported. So most people say that, most experts say, you take a company's explanation, say it's, you know, the Target, what was it, 10 or 12 years ago was Target.
Right.
It's one company after another gets breached. And their initial estimate is about 10% of what their actual liability is.
And it continues to build.
So we've put together the Fraud Watch Network, and it's got a great amount of resources available to folks because we want to protect not just seniors, we want to protect everybody against these common scams and frauds and abuses. So we have the ability to recognize frauds and scams by the toolkits these folks use, and we also give folks the ability to report things that are going on. I just got the IRS scam again last night.
Did you really?
Yeah. Calling and saying, I'm from the IRS, and you owe money, and you could
really?
Go to jail. And interestingly, it had a local phone number ID on it as well, a 515 mm-hmm. area code. So they're a step ahead of us. So we're asking everyone out there, but particularly
be
the 50-plus
careful.
Population, be careful. And if it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true. You know, some of the Christmas or a holiday ones are, of course, buying cards, gift cards.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, you know, you go buy go into the store and there's a rack near the checkout counter and it's got
gift cards
and you can load up those gift cards. Or
so
those
somebody's
gift cards.
Calling and getting, is that how that
precisely,
works?
Precisely. What they'll do is scan the backs of those cards and then they'll wait for them to be activated and then the scammers will go in and get that. That's pretty nickel dime stuff, but it could add up over time. And there are those kinds of gift card scams, and then last-minute shopping, debit card fraud is a big thing, and people scamming that. And then charities. I don't know about your company, but our company has this terrific matching program,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the year, we're encouraged to contribute to charitable organizations nationally and locally, and then AARP, a great organization, they match 50%. So if I give $1,000 to a local charity here in Iowa, they'll send $500 along on top of that. It's a great thing. But, you know, there are a lot of people, phone calls, emails, direct mail, they're just flooding the mailboxes, and you really don't know if those are full-fledged charities. Veterans charities especially are folks purporting to be supporting veterans are particularly
oftentimes not.
So we're very, very – and so there are great resources that are available to folks.
Kent Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the season of giving and taking at the present time.
Yeah, the first place you check is the AARP Fraud Watch Network, and aarp.org/fraudwatch, and that'll give you some resources and assets. But there's a Fraud Watch helpline that you can actually do a toll-free call at 877-908-3360. That's 877-908-3360, and some of our operators are there. They can help direct you. The Attorney General's office, Tom Miller and his office, have a tremendous consumer protection division, and there is a national association. They talk to each other, these mm-hmm. attorney generals, mm-hmm. and they kind of have a good finger on the pulse of what's going on nationally and internationally. And then, of course, the insurance commissioner as well, because a lot of the financial frauds, the investment frauds and that sort of thing, and insurance frauds are regulated out of that office as well. So those are four terrific local calls that you can make.
What about consumer fraud in Iowa? What kind of numbers have you got?
Well, our latest numbers show that about 12,870 consumer complaints were filed with the Attorney General's office in Iowa in the last year. And remember what I said, most people say only about 10% of what actually happens.
Wow.
So that could be 128,000 folks that have been scammed or frauds. Everything from an employer's point of view, employer tax, that sort of fraud. Credit card fraud, of course, is huge.
Wage fraud?
Some wage fraud. Generally speaking, utilities, it's fairly small. But
is that the phone call where they say we're going to turn off your electricity if you don't pay us?
Yeah, that sort of thing. You'd be interested probably in one of our Iowa cities. Whoops, I just gave it away. Ranks in the top 30 nationwide of incidents per 100 of scams, and that's Iowa City, Iowa. In their metropolitan area, they're ranked 26th most violated, if you will, or more fraud happens there, 26th in the country per capita. 144 almost 145 complaints for per 100,000 population there in Iowa City. And so debt collection fraud is another one. You know, folks calling and saying, well, you know, you can pay your credit card or you're overpaid on your credit card, one thing or another. It's you know, they're just a step ahead of us all the way along the line.
So be vigilant.
Be vigilant and be skeptical.
There you go.
Be skeptical.
Who are you again and what
do
you want?
Yeah, right. And ask for, most important, if they're calling, say that you have to ask for their identity, their company's identity, a phone number that you can call them back
on. Yeah,
that's very
important.
So if it sounds at all legit, that would be. And if they've refused to answer those questions, it's a fraud. But chances are, you know, the more you educate yourself, and again, our AARP.org Fraud Watch Network has a lot of this information on there, and you educate yourself and you say, oh, well, this is just a fraud.
And what we'll do is we'll have links to all that on the radio blog as well.
That's right.
So what do you got for us in the final 2 minutes of our conversation?
Well, I'll tell you what. We are doing a lot of work on the livable communities, age-friendly community structure. And we had terrific community representatives from Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Windsor Heights with us in Dallas last month for an age-friendly community. We want to do a build a better block exercise in Windsor Heights around University Avenue this spring. We're gearing up for that. So worrying about when this airs tomorrow, Friday, December
8th
in the morning. And so if folks get this message before that, they can show up at the Botanical Center at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to have a little update, our fifth annual report to the community on our age-friendly livable communities work.
Nice stuff. Ken Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Jonathan Kester, who went from Windsor Heights to Dallas, to that, he came back glowing with all kinds of positive things. And, we're anxious to get started on something there.
Yeah, it's going to be it was a terrific conference. And, man, did we learn a lot from what's going on. You know, Des Moines was the third community that was involved in this age-friendly network.
Really?
In the United States. Third United States community. And now we have 100. We just passed 190.
Wow.
In the AARP.
Amazing.
WHO age-friendly network.
You know, one of the things that I think is very interesting is one of the tweets that you sent from that meeting was something about expanding roadways and widening roadways is a waste of taxpayer dollars considering the fact that autonomous cars will soon be on the roads.
Well, we heard a kind of a heaven and hell scenario. The heaven scenario would be if the autonomous vehicles actually replace some of the vehicles on the car. The hell side of that is if you just add those to the mix, then we're in deep dew.
And we'll find out all together as that goes on. Thanks so much, Ken.
Thank you, Michael.
Ken Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, from AARP. All right, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll check out what happened today on Wall Street. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Just like the water wind sings a song that sounds like she's singing.